kind of a cold day.
Kind of bleak looking out there, but of course the market goes on. Not much going on today, but it's going to be a very active week. Just a little bit about what's happened so far over the weekend. Of course, the market was down. The Dow Jones was down about 89 points on Friday, which gave it the first losing week of the year. But the S&P 500, for example, still up about 6.8% year-to-date, best start in about 20 years for the S&P. But, of course, what happened over the weekend is they reached an agreement in Greece. That is, you would know that by watching the news. I read earlier this morning that there were 34 buildings that had been set ablaze in Athens alone. But the Greek parliament approved an austerity measurement that they needed to pass to get the second bailout for the European from the other European ministers over there. Deep cuts in pensions and government jobs and et cetera. And of course, it wasn't received well in the streets. But isn't it interesting that even though they're burning down buildings in Athens, the market's going to be up substantially this morning because of a belief that there's some sort of an agreement reached in Greece. In fact, the Dow futures are up about 80 points so far. The president is going to submit to Congress this morning his budget for the 2012 fiscal year. It's going to have a projected deficit of $1.33 trillion. That's about 8.5% of our gross domestic product, our GDP. The projected deficit for this year is going to come in slightly below that at 1.296%. But the good news is the projection of the budget for the 2013 fiscal year is going to be a deficit of only $901 billion. At least we can stop using the T word and start using the B word. But you can see that there's a real debt issue here. These deficits continue to be enormous and as a huge percentage of GDP. To put that in perspective, part of the deal that they're trying to work out in the European Union to solve the problems of Italy and Portugal and all the other countries over there is that if they have a budget variance of more than 0.5%, a deficit of more than 0.5% of GDP, they got to do something about their spending. And here we are projecting and embracing a budget that's going to be a deficit of 8.5% of GDP. Also, not very good news on the trade deficit arena. The trade deficit for the December was the third highest, or it was the highest in 3 years. On record imports from China, the 2011 trade deficit was up almost 12% for the year over 2010, coming in at $558 billion. That's the largest trade deficit for a calendar year since 2008. We're going to get a lot of economic data this week, including tomorrow retail sales numbers. Later in the week, we get a couple of very important numbers, the PPI, inflation at the wholesale level, the CPI, inflation at the retail level. Tonight, after the market closes, we get numbers from HMA, the parent company of Sparks. Later in the week, we get numbers from Deere and a number of other important companies. It's going to be an interesting week.
The rest of the world ought to like us pretty well, buying all those things from them.
Of course, part of that is bloated because of the huge amount of oil imports.
Okay.
But that doesn't explain the record import deficit or the trade deficit with China.
Wow. Well, thank you, John.
Take care, Bill.
That's John Taylor of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Snow, rain, shine, whatever, he's there for you right here in Fort Smith. Go by and visit him, 820 South 21st Street, or call him, 479, it's the area code, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.